So anyhow, let's talk about the Olympiad trial. Maybe you can talk about the design of the study and what you found.
So this was a pragmatic trial, just because back when we were trying to figure out how to study PARP inhibitors in breast, we had a very, very difficult time coming up with something that would be acceptable to everybody. And certainly we couldn't replicate the ovarian experience. So we took essentially the EMBRACE design and took folks who had anthracycline taxane-treated disease, HER2 negative, germline BRCA mutation, and had two or fewer prior lines of chemotherapy, randomized 2-to-1 to the tablet formulation of olaparib versus physician's choice of capecitabine, eribulin, or vinorelbine, with a PFS endpoint of the primary endpoint being PFS and targeting a hazard ratio of about 0.63. So we were looking for an improvement from a baseline of about 4 months in a control arm was the predicted PFS. And then we had to get 230 events, and so we randomized 302 patients and wound up with what you saw, which is a hazard ratio of about 0.58 as a blinded independent central review.
I think that one of the numbers that surprised me the most was the response rate.
60% response rate overall versus about 20% in the patients who were getting conventional chemotherapy. But I think when you look at the control arm, I don't think any of us who treat a lot of breast cancer would be particularly surprised
No,
by
absolutely. No,
the
it's the
number.
60%. I mean, were you expecting that?
No, that was better than we expected. I mean, remember in Iceberg, it was about 40% for the 400. So that was probably a slightly more heavily pretreated group of patients. But it was quite nice to see 9% complete response rate, and importantly, no difference in response rates between the patients who had either triple negative or hormone receptor positive disease, which was a nice backup to the subset analyses.
How about adverse events?
Largely the ones that we've been talking about. I mean, really the main issues were nausea, vomiting, anemia. Those were the big ones. And in chemotherapy, as you would have expected, it was neutropenia, a little bit of nausea, LFT abnormalities, and hand-foot syndrome from the capecitabine. So no unanticipated toxicities. You had mentioned earlier MDS-AML, no cases of MDS-AML. And I think that the MDS-AML story hopefully is going to become not exactly moot, but I think we're going to get more and more reassurance as more and more patients are treated.
So one of the questions that this leads to of tremendous practical importance relates to mutation testing.